Good morning, everyone. I am going to recite 3 poems of Sri Aurobindo. First one is Transformation. Transformation is a mystic poem and is full of spirituality and divine inspiration. The theme of the poem is poet's change from a sensuous to spiritual life. It is a poem by Sri Aurobindo, a patriot who turned into a philosopher, a spiritual poetry. Transformation. My breath runs in a subtle rhythmic stream. It fills my members with a might divine. I have drunk the infinite like a giant's wine. Time is my drama or my pageant's dream. Now are my illumined cells, joy's flaming scheme, and changed my thrilled and branching nerves to fine channels of rapture, opal and haline, for the influx of the unknown and the supreme. I am no more a vessel of the flesh, a slave to nature and her laden rule. I am caught no more in the senses' narrow mesh. My soul, unhorizoned, widens to measureless sight. My body is God's happy living tool, my spirit a vast sun of deathless light. Next poem, Is This the End? Is this the end of all that we have been, and all we did or dreamt? A name unremembered, and a form undone? Is this the end? A body rotting under a stab of stone? Or turned to ash in fire? A mind dissolved, lost its forgotten thoughts? Is this the end? Our little hours that were and are no more, our passions once so high, being mocked by the still earth and calm sunshine, is this the end? Our yearnings for the human Godward climb, passing to our hearts, deceived while smiles towards death and hell and the world, is this the end? Fallen is the harp, shattered in lies and mute. Is the unseen player dead, because the tree is felled where the bird sang? Must the song to hush? One in the mind who planned and willed and thought, worked to reshape earth's fate. One in the heart who loved and yearned and hoped. Does it to end? The immortal in the mortal is his name. An artist, godded here, ever remolds himself in diviner shapes, unwilling to cease. Till all is done, for which the stars were made, till the heart discovers God and the soul knows itself, and even then there is no end. One day, the little more. One day, and all the half did is done. One day, and all the unborn begun. A little path, and the great goal, a touch that brings the divine whole. Heel after heel was climbed, and now, behold, the last tremendous brow, and the great rock that none has trod, a step, and all is sky and God. Thank you, everyone. Next week, I may recite some more poems of Sri Aurobindo.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.